Today's shiur is a Masechta Ksubos on Daf Yud Dalid. We will begin on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud, at the end of the line, with the words, Esve Rab Lazer L'Rab Yochanan, a brief Hagdama. Our Gemara continues the discussion that we had in yesterday's shiur, which was based on the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah states, Ra'u Medaberesim Echad, if they saw that this woman, this Pnuya, went into seclusion or had Bia, we had a Machlokes, what the Pshat Medaberes is, but they saw her with a strange man, Va'amrulah, and they questioned her, Ma Tiva Yishol Ishzeh, what kind of person is this man that you were Meyachid or that you had relations with? Was it someone, Posel, a Mamzer, or a Nosson, that would invalidate you from marrying a Kohen? And she responded, Ish Ploini V'Kohenu. She said, Bori, I am definite that he was a Kohen, meaning a Kosher, and I am not ineligible to marry a Kohen. Bezdin is not sure. Bezdin is a Shema, she's a Bori. We had a Machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer on one side. They said that she is believed, because she has a chazaka, cheskes kashrus, that she would not have relations with apostle. And Rabbi Yeshua said, loy mi piu anu choyin, that we do not believe her, and she in fact is apostle l'kohuna. On this machlokas, we had another machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. And this was a machlokas in the Divrei Hamachshir, in Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, who say that she is believed. How far does her nemonis go? Rabbi Yochanan said, L'divri ha-machshir bo machshir bebita, that it goes, it extends for her daughter as well. If she subsequently gives birth to a daughter, that daughter likewise would be kosher to marry a kayin. And Rabbi Eliezer said that no, that even according to Rabbi Gamliel, that we do believe her, but we only believe herself, but not for her daughter. And Rabba gave us a reason. My time at Rabbi Eliezer, Bishlam Iyu Islo Chazaka de Kashrus, Bita Leslo Chazaka de Kashrus. The mother has a Chazaka of Kashrus all her life, that she wouldn't have relations with somebody Pussel. And therefore, now that we have a Suffolk, the Chazaka tells us that she had relations with a Kosher. However, her daughter, who was born into a Suffolk, she never had a chazaka. From day one, we don't know who the father was, so the chazaka of the mother does not help for the child. And in yesterday's shiur, we explained from the stipler in Kilas Yaakov, Ksubas Simon Chaf, the machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar is whether chazaka is a birur or a din, a way to be noyeg in the Suffolk. If I say it is a way to be knowing in the Suffolk, that I base it on precedent, and the precedent is that she has a cheskes kashrus, that's only good for her, but her daughter does not have a cheskes kashrus, and therefore the daughter would be pasul lekuna. However, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that chazak is a birur. It clarifies and tells us what exactly happened, and since it is mevarer that the mother had relations with someone who was kosher, and this child is a result of that relationship, memela, the chazak of the mother, would work for the child as well. And now we are ready to begin today's Gemara. Again, 12 lines from the bottom of the Yomid. Esve Rabbi Elazar l'Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar asked a question to Rabbi Yochanan from a brisa that we learned in yesterday's shiur. When do we say, as the Brisa said, Zu Eidusha Ishik Sherla, when is a woman believed to say on herself that she had relations with a kosher? That's only concerning Gufa, her own body, that she is kosher lakuna. Aval Eidus Isha Bebita, but if the mother is saying testimony concerning her daughter, that her daughter as well is kosher lakuna, Divrei HaKohel Havlad Shtuki. The Braisa told us that here everyone would agree, both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer of the Mishnah and Rabbi Yeshua, there would be uniform agreement that the Vlad is a Shtuki. So the Gemara assumes that the word shtuki, which means a suffix, an undefined person, as we quoted in yesterday's Shir Rashi in Kedushin of Samach Tes, says that if the child calls out to a father, to a person, Abba, the mother immediately quiets him down, and because we don't know who the father is, that's where the word shtuki comes from, the Lashon shtika, quiet. So this, normally when the term shtuki is used, it refers to a suffolk mamzer. It could be that she lived with someone, with a mamzer, who would, with someone who was prohibited to her, which would cause the child to be a suffolk mamzer. My love, shtuki upasal. What does the word shtuki mean? Does it not mean, as in its usual context, that the child is pasul, certainly from kohuna? The Gemara says, loi shtuki v'kosher. In other words, that this latter part of the brisa is not going on the same case as the earlier part of the brisa. The earlier part of the brisa was a case where we didn't know who the father is. He could be a apostle for all we know. So if we say she is believed according to Rabbi Gamaliel and Rabbi Eliezer, that's only on herself. Rabbi Gamaliel and Rabbi Eliezer are speaking about where the question will be if she's believed on herself alone or even her child, and on that the halacha in fact will be that she's believed on her child as well. But when we're saying over here the word shtuki, we don't mean that she's pasul l'kohana. We're speaking about a case, as we'll soon see, where there is no question that she is kosher l'kohana. As Rashi tells us, divrei maskil loy shtuki v'kosher kloimer. Shtuki hu b'mixes. This is a case where the child is only considered a shtuki slightly for certain dinim. She'im koyin hoya haboyel. If we would know that the boil is a koyin, and how we will know that, we'll soon see in the case that the Gemara brings down from Shmuel. So if the boil was definitely a koyin, there's no question who the boil was. V'ho'uber ye zocher, and the uber will be a zocher. Meshaskin isaimi din kohana. Then we will say that even though we know the father was a kohen, as we'll see, we don't know which kohen it was. And in that circumstance, the halacha is, as Rashi tells us later in the sugya, he's not allowed to do avoida, this child, and he's not allowed to eat truma. Avol kosher hu liyuchsin, continues Rashi. The person himself, the child who's born, is kosher for yuchsin. In the keva, if she's in a keva, tinasi lekuna, she's mutter to marry a kohen. Vim zocher hu, and if the child is a zocher, bitoy, his daughter, v'amunasi, and his amonak, shares lekuna, they're kosher tekuna as well. So when it says here shtuki, it does not mean in the normal sense of a shtuki who's pasul. Here it refers to a shtuki who could be kosher le'inyan yichus. He's only a shtuki from the special halachas of kohuna, which is to do avoidah and to eat truma. So according to this pshat in the Gemara, when it says that Aval Edis Isha Bibita, Divrei HaKol Avlad Shtuki, it means that her daughter, concerning, for example, eating truma, just like if it's a zocher, he can't eat truma, so too, if it's an akeva, a bas kohen is normally allowed to eat truma, but here, since there is something that we don't know about the father, we don't know which kohen. We know the father was a kohen, but we don't know which kohen, as we'll soon see the example from Shmuel. So over here, the child, whether it's a boy or a girl, they were meshaskin. I say we tell them that you cannot act like a kohen concerning eating truma or doing by a zocher doing the avoda. That's what it means in this case, shtuki. So this case is not the same case as the brisa started off with, where we don't know who the boil is. Here we know that the boil is a kohen. We don't know which kohen. In that case, avada, says Rashi, the zocher or his wife and his almana, his daughter, or if it's in the keva, she, all of them will be mutter to marry a kohen. And it's only shtuki from the special halachas of kohuna. So the Gemara asks the question, umi ik shtuki kasher, do you have such a case where there's no question that the child is mutter for yichus, it's only from the dinim of kohuna? Where do you have such a case? The Gemara says, in Kiddush Shmuel, like the case of Shmuel, Damer Shmuel, Asor kohanim oimdim, do you have 10 kohanim standing together? We know definitely that each person here is a kohen. Upirish echad mehem, and one of them separated, and as Rashi says, ve'en yadu ezi. who? I don't know which Kohen is the one who went, Ubal, and he was Boil. So we know definitely that one of these 10 Kohanim was Boil, this woman. Havlad Shtuki. The Vlad is a Shtuki. Says Rashi, even though we know for sure that this child is coming from a kosher Kohen, because we know, we saw it's one of the 10 people who were standing there. We couldn't see the face exactly who, which Kohen it was. So even though it's certain that he's a Kohen. So when it says that this child is a Shtuki, it says Rashi, Al Korcha Koshel Yuchsin. It's not a question of Yuchsin. This child can definitely, if it's an Akavish, she can definitely marry a Kohen. And yet it's called Shtuki, as the Gemara continues. My Shtuki, in what sense is this child a Shtuki? Ile Mishamis. If it means that you quiet him down from the nechasmas of his father died, and he comes along and he says, this is my father, I want part of the Yerusha. We say to him, prove that this is your father. Maybe one of the Kohanim was a different Kohen who was Boil your mother. We don't know who the father was exactly. Who says this is your property? Who says you're the son? So if that's what it means, pshita, what does that have to tell to us for? Umi adina v'umana, do we in fact know who the father is? On that, the Bryce wouldn't have to say anything. Ella, you know what it means. Shemashtikin, I say, midin kuhna, from the special dinam of kuhna, as Rashi says, shulayavad avoidav lo yoichel truma. This kohen, who doesn't know who his father is, there's a special xeris akasav, as we will learn in the next line, that such a kohen who doesn't know who his father is possible to do avoidah, and he's not allowed to eat truma. The pasuk says, loyal that concerning avodah, it goes to Aaron HaKohen and his children that follow him. Misha Zayim Yuchas Achrav. When is there a halacha that the child can do avodah? That's only if his children are miyuchas after him. In other words, says Rashi, that we know who the father is. We can definitely point who the father is. Yotza Zed, that excludes this case right over here, where it's 10 Kohanim, and one of them was Boil. And we know that the father's a Kohen, but we don't know which Kohen. Yotza Zed She'en Oizaroi Miyuchas Achav. In this case, we don't know definitively that this child is his, that he is the father of this child. In such a case, the Torah tells us that that Kohen cannot do Avoida. So according to Rabbi Yochanan will maintain his shita that in the case where we don't know who the father is, whether he was a Kohen or a Yisrael or in fact a apostle, and over there Rabbi Gamliel says we believe the mother, Rabbi Yochanan maintains the chazak of the mother is a birur, and therefore we can rely on it for the child as well, and the child is kosher l'kohuna. The latter part of the Braisa, when it says Shtuki, is referring to a whole different case where we know that the Boil was a Kohen, we don't know who the father is, then there's a special halacha that Mishaskin, I say, Midin Kohen. Now, from Rashi, we see clearly that what does it mean in this case of Mishaskin, I say, Midin Kohen? Two things. The child cannot do avoida, and the child cannot eat truma. Whether it's a zoch or an akeva, they cannot eat truma. Actually, this is a major machlokes rishonim here. There are many rishonim, such as the Rimagash, which the Shita brings down, the Rajba, the Ra'ad, the Moki Yosef, they all agree with Rashi that in this case, the Shtuki v'kosher, Meshaskan Isai, Midin Kohana means both for truma and for avoida. However, the Ritva and the Meiri in the name of Rabbeinu Yoina, they say that it is only from Avoda, and the Ritva brings a beautiful Raya, because what is the Pasuk speaking about? That's speaking about the Avoda of a Kohen. It's not speaking about Truma. So Memela says the Ritva and the Meiri in the name of Rabbeinu Yoina, that it's only a halacha concerning Avoda, but Truma, even such a Kohen who doesn't know who his father is, but he knows his father is a Kohen, he would be allowed to eat truma. And L'chaira, it's a very strong question. The Ritva's Rai is a strong question against the other Rishonim, against Rashi and the other Rishonim. On this, the Sefer Sukkas David wants to suggest, perhaps, just like we find in the Gemara in Yevamos, that Kohanim Oichlim Ubailim Miskaprin, the Kohanim eat Kachim, and so it's an avoidah, and through their avoidah of eating kachim, the bailim, the owners of the korban, receive kapara, who adin, that truma, the eating of truma, will also be considered an avoidah. So even though the pasuk is speaking about avoidah, it includes eating of truma as well. The only question that I have is, where do we find a precedent that eating truma has a inyan of kapora to the bialim? By kachim, we find often a gemara in Yevamos that a kohen ma'achlim bialim is kaporin. I'm not sure that we have such a gemara that truma is a kapora. If anyone knows of such a gemara, please notify me of such. And one final comment on this gemara is the second bottom Tosis, the Ramaschal Be'inan, where Tosis tells us from the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, that Zara Meyuchas Achrov, this limud is not a din deraisa, it is a din derabonon, and therefore the Rabbanon were only goyzer this din by znus, they were not goyzer it in the case of Nesuin, and it's the Pasuk is an Asmachta Be'alma. Continues the Gemara, Hahu Oris Varusosoi, Dosla Kamed Rav Yosef. There was a Oris and his Arusa who came in front of Rav Yosef and she was pregnant. We know that the Rabbonin have placed a prohibition on an Oris having relations with his Arusa, but here they had relations and she became this Abra. If an Oris has relations with his Arusa, she does not become Osir to the Oris. And now he, Omra Minei, she, the Arusa, said that this child that I'm bearing comes from the Oris. The Hu Omar and the Oris said, as we turn to Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, in Minoi, yes, I agree that it was from me. She is a Bori and the Oris is a Bori, that she became pregnant from him. Amar Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Yosef, Lamai Nechesh Lo, what should we be concerned about? Chada Daha Kamoide. First of all, the Oris is Moide, that this is his child. V'oid, and even if the Oris would not be Moide, Ha'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Halacha Karam Gamliel, that in our Mishnah, when we had a question of who she had relations with, whether she is now permitted to marry a kohen or not, so Rabbi Gamliel's shita was that she is nemenis, that she had relations with someone who did not pasuler l'kohono. So too in our case, where, although the entire world is pasul to her, the only one who is kosher to her is her orus, the Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Yosef, that just like according to Rabbi Gamliel, she is nemenes in our Mishnah, to say that it was l'kosher nevalti, and she's kosher l'kohana, so too in the Shiloh over here, she will be nemenes that she had relations with the one and only person who's kosher to her, which is her Oris, because the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Now, exactly what the Shiloh over here is, we find in the second Taisus Divri Amaschel Chada. There are two Taisus on the Amud beginning with the word Chada. It's the second one. So Taisus starts by saying, Matsinu Lefarish, the Iri Le'inyan Le'oisra Ala Oris. We could learn this entire sugya, that the Shaila here is whether the Arusa becomes Usser to live with the Oris, because we are Choshesh, maybe she was Mezana, and she becomes prohibited to him. Later on in Tosfos, around 10 lines from the end of the Tosfos, Tosfos says, Al kein tzorach lefarish, dehoch le'ayra le'oisra olav, el inya l'hachshiras avlad. Tosfos says that there's a different child over here. Is the child a possible mamzer? If she was mezana, not only does it affect her relations with her husband, but it affects the status of the child. The child is a suffik mamzer, if we're choshish that maybe she was mezana. Einachanami minatayra suffik mamzer is mutter, because mamzer vadi amarachman of loy mamzer suffik, but midrabonin, he would be osir to marry a Yisraelis. So Tosfos points out that when the Gemara says Number one, he's Maida. And number two, V'yoid, even if he wasn't Maida. What does that mean, even if he wasn't Maida? So if we would learn the shaila of the Gemara is whether she's Osir to her husband or not, and we would learn that V'yoid means if he says Bori, that I disagree with her, that I didn't have relations with her, and this is not my child, that the halacha would be like Ram Gamliel, says Taisus, that cannot be pshat in the Gemara, because the Gemara says further beferish that Ram Gamliel said his din only by Bori Veshema, like the case of our Mishnah, where she says L'koshin Evalti, he's a ish ploini koyinu, he doesn't ask for me to kohen, he's an Adam Kosher, and Bezdin questions, maybe you were nivel to a posel. That's when Ram Gamliel is matir. But when it's a case of Bori Bori, Ram Gamliel is not matir. So Tosis learns, and besides Tosis' question, the Tosis Rid says that if it would be a case of Bori Bori, that she says that it was from my Oris, and he says I didn't have relations with her and it couldn't be my child, in that case, it would be Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Sura, that he, in fact, is making her prohibited on him. If he's telling Bezdin that I know for a fact I didn't have relations with her, and if she's Nisabra, it must be from someone else, and if so, she was Mizana while she was married to me, then he would be prohibited. He's placing an Isser on himself by saying, I consider my wife as having committed an Isser of Naira Marasa. She becomes Osser for me to continue to live with her. So Tosis says that it's speaking over here, not that he says Bori, that I didn't have relations with her, but rather he is not in front of us. We don't know where he is. We can't question him. Or he died. In other words, Tosis is saying the shaila of the Gemara here is not legabe the husband, whether she can continue living with her husband, with the Oris, but rather the shaila is negeya the child. So therefore, negeya the child, we don't know anything from the husband. He's died or he's no longer here. And in such a case, Rabbi Gamliel would believe her. However, we find in the Rishayim and Achrayim other scenarios where we could say that the shaila is negeya to the husband. For example, the Ritva says that he's in front of us, but he's quiet. He doesn't say anything. Or the Marsha says he's a shema. He says, yes, I had relations with her, but I'm not sure whether I completed the Maisa Bia. Perhaps I only did Hara. I wasn't Goymer the Bia. I'm a male. I don't know if this child is actually for me or not. So he's a Shema. That's what the Gemara means. Vo'oid, and even if he's not Moide. Not that he contradicts her. Not that he's a Bori against her, because there, as Tosis points out, we wouldn't believe him, even according to Gamliel. And Tosis Rit says, Shavya Nafshchatich Di Sura. But what it means is that he is a Shema. And in that case, Bori Veshema, Rabbi Yosef is saying that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah, and just like in our Mishnah, Bori Veshema, Bori Yadav, and we believe her that she had relations with a Kosher. So too over here, we would believe the Arusa that she had relations with the Oris. Amalei Abaye said Abaye to Rabbi Yosef, Uboha, in this case of the Oris and the Arusa, Kiloi Moide, when the Oris is not Moide, whatever pshat we're going to learn in Loi Moide, as we've just mentioned, are you saying Machshir Rabbi Gamliel? That Rabbi Gamliel, in this case of the Oris and Arusa, would be Machshir, and you want to apply the same halacha, let's go with the Marsha's pshat of Bori Veshema Bori Yadav, because here the Oris is a Shema, Bezdin is a Shema, but the Arusa is a Vadai, and we'll say Bori Veshema Bori Yadav according to Gamliel. But that can't be, asked the Abaye. V'amrlei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinan, are you sharp one? Halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. The halacha in our Mishnah is like Rabbi Gamliel. But va'at loy tavid uvda, don't do a maisa, don't do a psak halacha, based on what Rabbi Gamliel said, and based on what the halacha is according to Rabbi Gamliel, ad ikar roiv k'sherim etzlah, until it's a case of roiv k'sherim. But if it's a case of roiv psulin, then do not act according to Rabbi Gamliel. V'hacha, and here, as we've explained before, as Rashi points out, the second Rashi on Amid, Arusa hakol psulim etzla chutz min aris. And that's what the Gemara says here now. V'hacha roiv psulim etzla. Here, the whole world is possible except for the aris. So roiv a preponderance of people, everybody in the world except one, is posel. So therefore, Shmuel had given this instruction to Rabbi Yehuda that we shouldn't go according to Rabbi Gamliel in such a case. So how can you say that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel and it would be mutter here, the child would be mutter, the woman would be mutter to stay with her husband, when you're quoting Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, but Rabbi Shmuel himself instructed Rabbi Yehuda not to go like Rabbi Gamliel except by Roiv Sherim, not by Roiv Psulim. Here it's Roiv Psulim. So the Gemara says back, according to your reasoning, Tikshilachi Gufa, this itself that you're saying over is difficult. Why? What does it mean? Halacha v'atloi tavet uvda. If it means that Rabbi Gamliel himself didn't say it by Roiv Psulin, we had a shail on Yud Gimel Amud Beis whether Rabbi Gamliel said his din by Roiv Ksherim or even by Roiv Psulin. If you're saying that that's what Rabbi Gamliel held, and if you're saying that that's what Shmuel held according to Rabbi Gamliel, then why didn't Shmuel say that Rabbi Gamliel sheet is halacha ka Rabbi Gamliel? But the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, only by Rav Sherim. That Rabbi Gamliel said his din only by Rav Sherim. It seems from what Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rav Gamliel, the halacha k'Rav Gamliel, even by Rav Psulin. But you shouldn't do an uvda deka Rav Sherim. Elo mayis loch meimer. How do you have to interpret the words of Shmuel's instruction to Rabbi Yehuda? Ha'olachatchilo ha'diyevet. As Rashi explains, if the kohen comes to us, to Bezdin, and he says, can I marry this woman? Is she kosher? So we will only paskin it's kosher if it's Rav Sherim. We will tell him lechatchil if it's Rav Psulim, even though Rabbi Gamliel himself was matarit even by Rav Psulim. But Bezdin will only take on the psak of Rabbi Gamliel by Rav Sherim. That's what Shmuel was telling Rabbi Yehuda. Avada Rabbi Gamliel paskin even by Rav Psulim. But you should not do a halacha according to Rabbi Gamliel only by Rav Sherim. That's lechatchil. How do you have it? What happens if the kohen already took the woman? And now the shaila is, should he let the woman go? Should he stop living with her? B'diyevet, if he's already married, there was Samech and Rabbi Gamliel, Shita even by Roiv Psulin. So we see that there is a precedent to be mater even by Roiv Psulin, and that's what Rabbi Gamliel holds. V'honami k'diyevet dami. Our case over here of the Oris Narusa is also a case of B'diyevet. Why is it a case of B'diyevet? Says Rashi, two reasons. Number one, since she's pregnant, now you're coming to Aser the Uber. And number two, you're going to Aser her on the Oris. Because if you don't believe her and you are Choshish, maybe she was Mizana, you were going to have to tell her to leave her husband. Tosfos at the end of the second Chada says, Vaha, he elaborates on what the shail is negay the child. Vaha, the chashav le besamach liyevel, lefishaloi hoya yochel havlad li nasi lebas Yisrael. Vafilu le mamzeres aser, the midaraisa kosheru, the high havi kiriyevet. So in other words, this child will not be able to marry anyone. He won't be able to marry a Yisrael, because midarabonin, a suffic mamzer, rabonin aser. On the other hand, he's still not considered a vare mamzer to be mutter na mamzeres, because min ha-Torah, a sofik mamzer is considered a kosher, and is osur na mamzeres. So either way, he's not going to be able to marry neither a Yisraelis nor a mamzeres. So that is considered b'diyevet, and you're going to cause the arusa to have to leave the oris. That's also, so this is also altogether a case of b'diyevet, and therefore here the psak would be like Rabbi Gamliel, b'diyevet, that the arusa would remain mutter to the oris, and that the child would be mutter to lovoi bakal, to marry a Yisraelis. Ramalei Abaye Rava, or as the Masar Sashas brings down the gear, Sir Rabba, Abaye asked the question to Rabba, Umi Omer Rabbi Yeshua in the Menace. Did Rabbi Yeshua in our mission, in the case of when we saw a woman midaberes and we want to know with who she was miyachid or with who she had relations with, Umi Omer Rabbi Yeshua ain't in the Menace. Did Rabbi Yeshua say that we don't let the woman follow the Cheskes Kashrus, and that she is now mutter to marry a Koyin? V'ramin, I'll ask you a question from a Mishnah in Masech Deidius Perches Mishnah Gimel. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yudah Meseira. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yudah Meseira were made al almonas Isa, on an almona of a doe, which Rashi says the word Isa means doubt, as the Shita Megabetzis explains, just like a doe has many ingredients mixed into the dough, so
to this almana was an almana of various sveikas that were mixed into her relationship with her husband. Shehik Shera Lakuna. They were made, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira, that this almana is kosher Lakuna. What is the case? So Rashi gives two pshatim. The second pshat is on the first wide line on the bottom in the word, in the name of Rabbi Yosef Toiv Ilem. But we are going to go with Rashi's first pshat. Rashi says that a man threw a get to a woman, and it's Safek Karv Loy, Safek Karv Law. It was exactly in between the eight amas. It was four amas close to him or four amas close to her. We don't know. Then subsequently, the husband died. So on the get, there was a suffix whether the woman was a grusha or not. Now her husband died. So this woman is a suffix grusha, suffix almana. She married a kayin. They had a child. A zachar. This child is a suffix cholol because his mother is a suffix grusha. And if she's a suffix grusha, if she was a garsh grusha, she shouldn't have married the kayin. So he's a suffix cholol. This suffix cholol married a woman and then he died. Now, a cholol passels his wife from, by his, the relations with his wife to further marry a kohen. So if he's a cholol, then she is asher lekohen. If he's not a cholol, she would be mutter lekohen. So that is what Rashi calls the case of almanas isa. We have this suffix cholol, which started from the mother, and transferred over to the son, and now affects this almana. So the question is, could this almana Isa marry to a kohen or not? Rabbi Yeshua said, yes, she k'sheru lakuna. So the question is, you're telling me not to go after Chazaka, the Cheskes Kashrus of our Mishnah, that the woman had a Cheskes Kashrus to marry a kohen. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't go with that Chazaka. And here we see that Rabbi Yeshua follows the Cheskes Kashrus of the woman and paskins that she is mutter lekohenah. It's a stira. Amalei, he responded, Hachi Hashta, how can you compare the two cases? Hasam Isha Nisas by Dekes Venisas. Over there, where it's a case of marriage. So the woman who married the Suffolk Cholol, she found out that the mother-in-law was in fact divorced. She found out that the mother-in-law was not divorced. That it went karv loy. It went near to the husband. And when the husband died, he left his wife an almana. She was not a grusha. And when she married the kayin, it was not a grusha marrying a kayin. It was a almana marrying a kohen, which is permitted. Memela, when they had a son, that son is definitely not a cholol. And this woman is not the wife of a cholol. And therefore, when the non-cholol kohen dies, the almana is mutter lekohen. So she checks it out because she got married. But hacha in our Mishnah, you know why Rabbi Shua is machmir? Because it's a case of znus, isha mizana. Do you think the woman who's doing znus, she's going to check exactly that she's living with a kosher? So there, Rabbi Yeshua's Machmer says that we assume that she lived perhaps with a apostle, and therefore she became psulat lekohana. That is how Rabbi Yeshua will distinguish between the two. He's machmer in our Mishnah because it's znus. He's mekel in the Mishnah in Idias because there it's a case of nesuin. Amar Rava, said Rava, the Rabbi Yeshua kasha, the Rabbi Gamliel loy kasha. You only had a problem, a steerer from our Mishnah to the Mishnah in Idias, Negei Rabbi Yeshua, and concerning Rabbi Gamliel, you didn't have a steerer. There's a problem with Rabbi Gamliel also, which you have to answer. Vaktani Seifa, we learned in the Seifa of that Mishnah in Idias, Amar Len Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua and to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, kibalnu eduschem, we do accept, we believe you as to your edus that you're bringing, that you want to be mekel avamanese. What should we do? We can't pass an halacha l'maisa like this. Why? Sharei gozer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a gzeira shaloi lohayshev bezden al kach, not to sit down, not to have a bezden meet in order to be matur this almanas isa lekohana. Why? Because the kohanim won't listen. Shakohanim sharmelam l'rachek. The kohanim will listen if you're machmer to keep this almanas isa away avaloy lekarv, but not to bring her into kohana. And since they're not going to listen to the psak bezin, it's going to come out if bezin convenes and they paskin that she's muteris. As Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yudah Maser were made, and the Kohanim won't listen to the Psak Bezin. That'll come out as a lucid debedino. It will be an embarrassment for Bezin, and nobody's going to follow their Psak. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Zaka Medik Zera, don't convene a Bezin to be Matur and Almanas Isa. So here we see that Rabbi Gamliel was Machmir in our Mishnah by the case of Ra'u Medaberes. We saw her speaking with someone, living with someone. We don't know if he was a apostle or not. There, Rabbi Gamliel says she's the menace, that this person was not apostle Likuna. And she, therefore, did not become apostle through to be a Likuna. And here we see by Almanasisa that he was Machmir. El Omer Rava says Rava. The Ram Gamliel, loy kasha. There's no kasha from our Mishnah to the Mishnah in Idias. Why? Because ha sam bori hacha shema. In our Mishnah, it's a case where the woman says, I know for sure that he was not pasul lekuna, and therefore he didn't pasul mi lekuna. And bezin is only a shema. So bori v'shema, bori yadav. However, by the case of Almanas Isa, the Gemara now, as Tosfos and Divrei HaMaschil, the Rebbe Yeshua, the second wide line at the bottom of the Amud, it says that our whole sugya now is going away from what we said before, that a woman who gets married is careful who she's marrying, and she found out that the mother of her husband was not a grusha, but he was an almana. No, as Rashi says, just like Bezdin has a suffix, this woman has a suffix also. It fell to get right in the middle, and nobody ever found out whether it's suffix karv loy or suffix karv law, and therefore the child is a suffix cholol, and she married a suffix cholol. So she herself is a Shema. In our Mishnah, she's a Bori. How over there in India is a Shema. And Rabbi Gamliel is Makel by Bori Vishema. He's not Makel when she herself is a Shema. There, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, Nami Loi Kasha. There's no Stira, says Rava, in Rabbi Yeshua either. And Tosfos says the Gemara does not answer that she checked it out and she found out that her husband is not a cholol, not a suffolk cholol, because his mother was definitely an amana and not a grusha. No, we're going now that she's a shema. Our whole sugya is going shema. Memela says Tosfos, we have to give a new teretz not only to Rabbi Gamliel's problem, but we have to answer Rabbi Yeshua's stira. The answer is Rabbi Yeshua namely kasha, because hasam chatzveka hacha treisveka. In our mission is one suffolk. Who was this man? Was he someone who was a posel and would render the woman psula lakuna through to bia, or was he not posel? So it's one suffix, ha-ha, but over there in the Mishnah of Idias, it's tre-sveki. And the Gemara, in a couple of lines, is going to call it a svek-sveka. And Rashi, according to the way he learned the Gemara, has a problem. What's the svek-svek here? So Rashi says, because it's a suffix in two people. The first suffix is nageya to the husband's mother, whether she was a grush and almana. The second suffix is nageya to the wife of this man, who's now a suffix cholol. It pertains, is this woman, was she rendered a psul lakuna by living with a chol or not? So that's a svek sveka. This pshat is very difficult because it's all one suffix. The suffix is back to the get. Was the get karv loy or was it karv law? Is the woman a grusha or is the woman almana? If that, you wouldn't call a svek sveka. So the rishash and the sheet explain pshat in Rashi. The Rashi does not mean that it's mamish a svek sveka, even though the Gemara uses that lashon, but what the Gemara means by svek svek is what it says right over here. Hacha trei sveki. Svek sveka means there's two svekas. There's a suffix on the mother, and there's a suffix on the wife of the suffix cholol. And on that, the Meforshim explain that you know why Rabbi Yeshua is matur over here, he's not matur in the Mishnah, because since there's two svekas, then you have two chazakas. You have a chazaka on the mother, on her suffix, whether she was a grusha or almana, since she was married up till this point, and you want to take her out of the chazak of being married and say she's a grusha, I say no, the get was close to the husband, and therefore it wasn't a get, she wasn't kind of the get in her dalet amos, and therefore she's an almana, that chazak of paskin zois on the mother suffix, and now that I have a suffix on the wife of the suffix cholol, she has a cheskes kashrus that she's kashra lekohuna. So that chazaka paskin zois that this husband of hers was not a cholol, and therefore she does not become asur lekohuna. That's what Rashi means, and that's what the Gemara means according to Rashi of Trei Sveiki. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that when there's only one suffix, we don't let that chazaka paskin zois on one suffix. But where I have two sveikis, two people have two different sveikis. So even though the makor of the suffix is all whether the get was close to him or not, whether she's a grusha or an almana, but in fact there are two different people who have sveikis, and on each suffix I have a different chazaka to paskin on that suffix. In that case, Rabbi Yeshua is mekel. And now the Gemara summarizes Hilkach. How do we make a summary on the steerer between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Idiots? Because it comes out there's a reversal here. Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah is Mekel by Hoysim Adaberes, and he says she's Nemenes and Rishu is Machmir. And the Mishnah in Idiots is Punk Faker, just the opposite. The Rabbi Gamliel is Machmir, and Rabbi Yeshua is Mekel. So how do we understand this for us? Summarizes the Gemara Hilkach, L'Rabban Gamliel, Olam Le Bori. Rabbi Gamliel puts the main strength into her time of Bori. In our Mishnah, it's Bori, and if it's Bori, we believe her, that Philip Echatzvek and Nami Masher. Even though you only have one suffix, she is Nemenes. But Vekil Le Shemo, Shemo is not so strong. Da Philip is Svek Sveika, Nami Puzzle. The Mishnah in Idiots is a case of Svek Sveika, yes, but it's also a case of Shemo, because she also, the Gemara now is assuming that she doesn't know whether the mother of her husband was a Grusha or an Almana. Just like Bezin doesn't know, she doesn't know either. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel holds that's not so strong her time if it's only a Shema. And although it's in a situation of two Sveikis, still it will remain possible. However, L'Rabbi Yeshua, Olam Lechat Sveika, Da Filo Bebori Nami Possel, if it's one suffix like our Mishnah, there is Machmir, because one suffix is so strong that even though her time is Bori, that I was Nivellus with a kosher, she will remain Posel Kohana, because it's only one suffix. The kill lay Svek Sveka is easier. The fila Bishema Nami Machshir, that even if her time is only Shema, Rabbi Yeshua will be Machshir, because there are two Svekas. If we look in the Tosfos Divrei Maskil Hamonis Isa, he brings down that Rashi says two pshatim, and Tosfos says both pshatim are dachuk, and Tosfos asks, and we will refer to the first pshat that we learned in the sugya of Rashi, that we find that Almanas Isa is referred to as kol shenitma basafik cholol, that a safik cholol became mixed up in the situation. And he says, according to Rashi's pshat, what's the mix-up? There's a woman who's married to a Safik Cholol. The Safik Cholol isn't mixed up anywhere. We know the exact case. He's the Safik Cholol. He's married to a woman. We want to know what the woman's status is. So L'chaira, that description of a Safik Cholol being mixed up doesn't apply to the way Rashi learns Almanas Isa. And also, he says that the Lashon of Isa, the dough, as we said from the sheet, that the ingredients are mixed into the dough, he brings Gemaras that show that that's speaking about concerning a mishpacha and not an individual. Therefore, Tosfos learns that the pshat is that Almanas Isa means that, like Rashi said, there's a case here of a safik cholol, but what complicates this whole inyan is the mixture that the safik cholol got mixed up in the family, and we don't even know who the safik cholol is anymore. He's mixed up in the whole mishpacha. So now this almana is, in fact, there's a safik whether the husband that she has is that one that was the safik cholol, and even if we'll be mevarer that he is the one that is the safik cholol, he remains a safik. It's a safik cholol whether she is asur lekohuna or not. That's the case of svek sveka. According to Tosfos, it's not two svekas, like the Rishash learned pshat in Rashi, with two chazakas on each suffix, but rather it's in fact a svek sveka. A, the first suffix is who is the suffix hole, and even if you would say that this person, her husband, he is the suffix hole, but again, he's a suffix. So svek sveka, that's where Rabbi Yeshua is makel, and in our mission, which is only one suffix, there Rabbi Yeshua is machmir, even though she has a tainas bori.
Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan taught in a brisa, Ezui Yamana Sisa, who is considered an Amonasisa, which we learned about in the Gemara at the top of the Amid, Kol She'ein Bo Loi Mishum Mamzerus. Any woman who there's no suffix Mamzer involved in the husband that she was married to. Vo Loi Mishum Nesinus. And there's no suffix that he was a Nusin, which would passel her Likohuna. Vo Loi Mishum Avdi Malachim. Neither is there a suffix that she was married to the Eved of Kings, as Rashi explains that this refers either to Avdei Shlomo, two lines from the bottom of the Rashi on the Amud, that they were Ashirim Ubali Zeroya, they were very powerful people, and they were able to marry into Klal Yisrael, and they would passel their wives L'Kohono, or the Zera of Hurdis, who was an Eved of the Beis Hashmonaim, and he, as the Gemara tells us in Masechet Bava Basra, became the Melech of Klal Yisrael. So an Amonis Isa that we learned before is Ksheira L'Kohuna, is only married to a Suffolk Cholol, but she's not married to any other type of Suffolk, Mamzer, Nusin, or Evet. Rab Meir said, Rab Meir, as we turn to Daf Yudal Amud Bei, Shamati, I have heard, Kol She'ein Bo Echad Mikol Eilu Masin L'Kohuna. I have heard that if there is none of the above mentioned psulim, that is an almanasisa that could marry Lakuna. And Rashi points out that the Gemara will ask that Lechayra, Rab Meir is saying identically what the Tanakhama is saying. What's the chiddush here of Rab Meir? The third shita here, Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Amir Mishum Rab Meir. And we're going to see in the Gemara further that the first Mandi Amar in Rab Meir is referred to as the Tanakama of Rab Meir. And now we have Rab Shimon ben Elazar shita in what Rab Meir said. V'chein hoya Rab Shimon ben Manasseh. I remember Rab Shimon ben Manasseh said the same thing, Kedvorov, Ezui Amonasisa, who is considered Amonasisa, Kol Shenitma Bosafikol. If a Suffolk Hull was mixed up, she was mixed up together with a Suffolk Hull, and then Rab Shimon ben Manasseh and Rab Shimon Elazar, in the name of Rab Meir, add the following phrase, Makirin Yisrael Mamzerim Shebeneim, Klal Yisrael recognizes the Mamzerim amongst them, which Rashi points out would seem to indicate that if there was a Suffolk, whether it was a person as a Mamzer, he would not be considered a Mamzer because Klal Yisrael knows the Mamzerim amongst them, and the Ein Makirin Chalolim Shebeneim, but they don't recognize the Chalolim amongst them. It would seem to be that if someone was a Suffolk Chalol, then we should be Machmer and say that he is considered a Chol. And the Gemara will ask that Rab Shimon ben Manasseh and Rab Shimon ben Elazar, in the name of Rab Meir, seem to be contradicting themselves from the Reisha to the Seif. In the beginning, they said that what is an Amonis Issa, which we learned before, it's Ksheira Lakuna, if she was mixed up together with a Suffolk Chol. So a Suffolk Chol is Mutter. And then they conclude by saying that Eimakirin Chalol Shabanam, that they don't recognize the Chalolim, and therefore it would seem that a Suffolk Chol should be Pasul. The Gemara will ask this question. Amar Mar, we learned before, a Zui Almanasisa, what's considered an Almanasisa, Kol She'ein Beloi Mishum Mamzeris. There's no Suffolk Mamzeris in the husband that you married. Veloi Mishum Nesinis, there's no Suffolk that he's a Nasan. Veloi Mishum Avdi Melachim, there's no Suffolk that he is an Evet. Ha Cholol Kosher. So we could be Medayek, that it's only these three, but if you have the Suffolk Cholol, which is the classic case of Almanasisa, that in fact would be kosher, as we've been learning in the whole sugya that Almanasisa is kosher. So the Gemara has a question on that. If that's the pshat in the Braisa, Maishna Hanichdo Raisa, Cholol Namido Raisa, what's Taka the Chilik between a Suffolk Mamzer, Suffolk Nosen, or Suffolk Eved, and a Suffolk Chol, just like the first three, are they would passel any woman that they had relations with. As Rashi brings down the Gemara, which we had in Yuvam and Staf Samaches, we learn it out from the Pasuk, Mechisiyah Le'ish Zor. And we Chazal learn out Kivin Shenivel Apostle La Pasla. Once she has relations with a Pasla, that Pasla passels her from Kohana. So just like by Mamzer and Nosan and Eved, they have a din d'oraisa, and therefore, if they're a suffolk, and it's a suffolk whether she was nivola with one of them, we would say she is pasul kohana. So a chol al nami, as Rashi learns out, we learn from lo yechalel zaroi that lo yechal is lashon rabim shnei chilulim b'mashma, that the cholol he pasuls his zera and he also pasuls his wife. So it's also a deraisa that the bia of a cholol would pasul his wife. So why are you more makel by a suffolk cholol than by a suffolk mamzer, nasan, or evet? Visu, and a second question we learned in the braisa. What's the second sheet of the Tanakama of Rab Meir? Rab Meir Shamati. Kol she'en bo echad mikol eilam asin lekuna. Hainu Tanakama. That's mamish the Tanakama. The Tanakama of Rab Meir is identical to the Tanakama of the braisa. Because that's exactly what he said. That a almanasis is only kosher if there is none of the three psulim involved of mamzer, nasan, and evet. Visu, and a third kasha. Rab Shim ben Elazar Amrim Shim Rab Meir. V'chena Rab Shim ben And then he went on to say, and here the Gemara asked the kasha that we mentioned before, in the ratio of your words you're saying, that what is an almanasisa kol shenitma basafik chol, which would indicate that almanasisa is kosher. And you're supplying the definition that she got mixed up with a safik cholol. So a suffolk chol is kosher. And then at the end you seem to be saying that a suffolk chol is possible because Klal Yisrael is not makir chololim. And therefore if you have a suffolk on a person, maybe he's a chol, he should be possible. So it's a steerer from the beginning of the words of Rab Shimon ben Elazar in the name of Rab Meir and Rab Shimon ben Manasseh and the end of their words. So we have three kashas on the way we have been learning Pshat and the Brice until now. Therefore, the Gemara is going to say, machmas, these kashas, that we're going to learn a whole new Pshat in the Brice. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan, mamzer tzavech v'chol shoysek ikibinayu, as the Ritva learns, that einachanami and almanas isa is the classic case, which we mentioned that it's a suffolk cholol because she's married to a suffolk chol because his mother was a suffolk grusha or suffolk almana who was married to a kohen. Therefore, we don't know if he is a cholol or not. So he's a suffolk chol. And there the halach is that the suffolk cholol is kosher lakuna we learned before. But now we're going to get a three-way machloikis and a whole new inyan. And that's the inyan of a shasuk cholol. As we will soon see. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mamzer tzavech v'cholol shoysek ikibinayu. As Rashi explains, someone who, if you call him a mamzer, he screams back and says, Chas v'sholom, I'm not a mamzer. But when you call that same person a cholol, he keeps quiet. So, in other words, in the classic case of Almanas Issa, we know what happened. We are not sure if he's a chol or not because the get originally was suffolk korv lo, suffolk korv lo. So we don't know if she was an agrusha or an almana, his mother, and therefore he is a suffolk chol once his mother married a kayin. We don't know if the father, the kayin, was ivory nisr by marrying a grusha or not. He's a suffolk chol. We know everything about the case except whether in fact she was a grusha or not, whether he is a chol or not. However, we know where there's a three-way machloikis here between the Tanakama and then Rab Meir, the two pshatim in Rab Meir, the Tanakama of Rab Meir and Rab Shimon ben Elazar in the name of Rab Meir. Their three-way machloikis is in a case of a cholo shasuk, meaning that when you call him a mamzer, he screams out, I'm not a mamzer. When you call him a cholol, he keeps quiet. Tana kama sover, call posel, the korle v'shosik, posel. The Tana kama says, if you call someone by a name that you are a posel and he keeps quiet, shtika koido, as Rashi explains, that indicates he's mighty, yes, I have that psul. V'alchi kamar tanakama. This is what the words of the tanakama mean. Ezeu amonis isa. You know what is an amonis isa, which is kosher lakuna. Kol she'ein ba loy shtoik mamzeres, v'loy shtoik nesinis, v'loy shtoik avdim alochem, v'loy shtoik kol. When it says that what is an amonis isa? Anything that anyone who is not mamzer or nasin or eved, you have to add a word. They are not quiet when you call them a mamzer. If they're quiet when you call them a mamzer, posel. If you're quiet when you call them a nasin, posel. If they're quiet when you call them an eved of from a lochem, posel. The only time it's an almanis isa, which is kosher, when it doesn't involve any of those psulim. But if you called them by those names and they kept quiet, they would in fact be posel. That would not be an almanis isa. Veloi, and the final chiddush in the words of the Tanakhama, that even shtoik chol, which if you look at the words on Amud Aleph of the Tanakhama, he doesn't say the case of chol. He says, kol she'en b'loy mishum amzeres, v'loy mishum nesinis, v'loy mishum avdi malachim, doesn't say a word about chol. Rashi explains that since the reason of the Tanakhama is shtika koidah, so it's as if he would have said, etc. Meaning these three which are mentioned, mamzer, nasan, eved, but etc. Who would then, according to the Tanakhama, would be shtoik chol? You call somebody chol, he keeps quiet, then he is takapasal. So an amonis isa is kshera when it's not a case of shtoik chol, when it's a case of suffik chol. That's what we say is pshat in the words of the Tanakhama. On that, the Kamar Le Rab Meir said, Rab Meir, Hanachu de Kapas Le Bikol, Avashtoi Cholol, Kosher. So Rab Meir says, no, now let's be medayak in the words of Rab Meir, which we see on the top line here on Amid Beis. Shamati, Kol Shein Ba'echad Mikol Elu Masin Lakula. When, you know when I'm maskim to you that an amonesis is only kosher if she doesn't have within her one of these three. What are one of the three? Shtoik mamzer, shtoik nasan, shtoik evet. But the one that you said is an etc. of the Tanakhama, that I don't agree. I hold you exactly to the three cases that you said. But now that you want to tell me even a fourth case, that a shtoik chol would also be possible, I disagree. And I hold that not only is an almanas isa the wife of an almana of a suffik chol kasher lakuna, but even the almana of a shtoik chol would be kasher. It's only you have to be careful that she's not an almana of a shtoik mamzer, of a shtoik nasan, of a shtoik eved, but an almana of a shtoik chol would in fact be kosher according to the Tanakhama of Rab Meir. Back to the Gemara, v'karmel Rab Meir, hanachu de kapatzalei b'kohol av a shtoik chol, kosher. Why did he keep quiet? V'hod ishtik mishum dal ichbaslei. He doesn't care. The other three mamzer, nasan, and eved are going to paslam l'kol. This is not going to paslam l'kol. It's only going to paslam to kayin. So therefore, he kept quiet. That's not a raya that he agrees that he's being maskim shtik goydah, that he is a chol. Now comes the third sheet of Rab Shimon ben Elazar. The Kamar Le Rab Shimon ben Elazar L'Tanakhama de Rab Meir, as Rashi points out. He's not answering this to the Tanakhama of the Braisa, but as we explain in the whole sugya, there is a Tanakhama in Rab Meir. So Rab Shimon ben Elazar says, I disagree with you, the first Tanakhama of Rab Meir, which we have here on the first line of this Amud. I disagree with you. E Shamilach de Machshir Rab Meir b'shtika. If you heard that Rab Meir was machshir something concerning shtika, it's loy the karle chol v'shasik, not like you said when it's chol v'shasik, el the karle mamzer v'shasik. I hold that in the name of Rab Meir that it's only when you called him a mamzer and he kept quiet, then his almon is mutter lakuna. In other words, if we look back on the third line of the amud here, the chener Rab Shimon of Nasir Amar Kedvarav Ezui Almanis Isa Koshenit Babasavik Chol. So first, Rab Shimon Elazar Rab Shimon Nasir give a rule in what is a Almanis Isa. The rule is if there's mixed in a Safik Chol, and then they add the phrase we asked before. It's a stira ratio of their words to the Sefer. No, he's trying to say a whole different thing. He's trying to say the classic case of Almanis Isa Koshenit Babasavik Chol. I suffic, but since makirin Yisrael mamzerim shebeneim ve'ein makirin chalol shebeneim, therefore a mamzer shasuk is mutter lekol, A cholol shasuk is pasul. So let's see the Gemara inside. When is Rab Meir matur in the case of shtika? Loy de karle chol v'shasik. El de karle mamzer v'shasik. And why? What's the chilek? Because v'hai de shasik sover mamzer kol isli. Since Klal Yisrael's makir their mamzerim, so when somebody called him a mamzer, he kept quiet. I know that Klal Yisrael knows, because a mamzer has a koil if he's a mamzer. I know that Klal Yisrael knows I'm not a mamzer. What do I have to protest for? I'll keep quiet. But a case of a person who, when you call him a mamzer, he screams out. When you call him a chol, he keeps quiet. Oh, then Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds posel that a chol shasik is taka posel. I why v'hai the ishtik sover mistai. It's enough to lemafkele makol. I'm not going to make a tumult and answer back, because then it'll cause attention to the authorities. They'll start investigating, and I'll get into more hot water. Maybe he has other problems. So he says, I'm smart enough to keep quiet. That's why I'm being moita, because Klal Yisrael doesn't know their chalolim, and therefore Beis Din will start investigating, and maybe have more things to hide. So it's better if I keep quiet. So by mamzer, where I know that the Beis Din knows whether I'm a mamzer or not, I'll keep quiet if somebody calls me a mamzer. But by chol, where Beis Din doesn't know, and if I answer, it'll make a whole tumult, I'm smarter off by keeping quiet. So now it comes out that we have a three-way machloikis in the inyan of shosuk. The Tana Kama, according to the Pshat and the Gemara, holds that everybody holds on Almanas Issa. We're going with the sheet that Almanas Issa is kosher lekuna. And what's the definition of Almanas Issa? A woman who's married to a Suffolk cholol. The three-way machlokes in our sugi is that the Tana Kama holds that if you call somebody a mamzer or a nusin or an evet or a cholol shasek is posel, he posels his wife lekuna. According to the Tanakama Rab Meir, a cholol shasuk would be kosher, would not pasul his wife lekuna. Only a shasuk mamzer or nasan or eved would be pasul lekol. And according to Rab Shimon Elazar, Rab Shimon Menasya, the opposite, a cholol shasuk would be pasul, and a cholol shasuk would be pasul, and a mamzer shasuk would be kosher because it has a koil. Tosis just points out that the Gemara, when it said by a mamzer, by a cholol v'shasik is possible because mistayid dole mafkle makol, it's better if I don't get attention from the authorities. I might make things worse for me, and therefore he keeps quiet. The Gemara really didn't have to say that. The Gemara could have just said that there a chol shasik is possible because shtiki koido. Mamzer v'shasik is not possible because kol is law. And you know why chol v'shasik is possible? Because shtiki koido. So the Gemara really, Tosis Ma'ira could have answered that in a very simple manner. We have here the Rishonim that discuss when is this klal, as we see from the Aleph here, by the Halacha, Tanakama Sover, kol posel, the Karla Vishasuk posel, that the Rambam Paskins in Hilchasi Suribia, that if someone is called a name and he doesn't respond, it's Shtiki Goido, we hold like the Tanakama, whether it's Mamzer, Nasan, Eved, Cholol, he will be posel. And the question is, does that mean that somebody can go up to, Reuven go up to Shimon, if we don't know what Shimon's all about, and he'll call him a mamzer, and Shimon will keep quiet, and Beis Din will say, okay, you're a mamzer, you didn't answer. It seems to be an easy way to make somebody puzzle. So the Tosis Rosh says that this is a raya to Tosis on Yud Dal Amud Aleph that learned that Almanas Issa means a Suffolk cholol who has a svek sveka because he's mixed up in a mishpacha and we don't know which person in the mishpacha is the Suffolk cholol. It's only in such a case that if somebody goes over to somebody in that mishpacha who everybody knows has a Suffolk chol mixed up or a Suffolk mamzer mixed up and he calls him a mamzer and the person keeps quiet, only there would we say that shtiki koido. But on a regular family that's becheskes kashrus, it would not work if somebody called him a mamzer and he kept quiet. The Run brings down the Ravid, that the Ravid says that this whole din, that a somebody who's quiet when he's embarrassed is only that he's pasul. Loy amru ela, quoting loy amru ela b'doris rishonim shayy bezd niskakan ala cherpa she'ain she'adam acharif es chaveri v'kar loy eved yebenidui mamzer savis arborim. That was only in the days where a person had an option to go to Bezdin, where Bezdin would go to bat for that person, take up his case. And if you call someone an eved, the person, the din is he goes in nidui the mevaze. If you called him a mumzer and it's not true and you were mevayishim, he would get malchus. The Bezdin went to bat for the person who got embarrassed because of his covet that was offended. So then vim shaslik v'loy bo lebezdin. So that's kvar hoyde. Then it's he's showing admission that it's correct because he had an option to go to Bezdin. Avol achshav. But today when we don't have the authority of Bezdin to do nidui or sarvik zarboyim hashoysik ala mariva reza meshubach, says the Ravid. If in the middle of a fight somebody calls the other a mumzer and the other person keeps quiet, he's doing the right thing. He's not enlarging the machlokas. He's keeping quiet. I raise a meshubach. The only question would be if it's not a fight and somebody out of the blue comes over and calls a person a mamzer and the other person keeps quiet and they were not in the middle of a fight, then that might indicate, especially like the Tosfos Rosh said, if there was known in the family that there were psulim mixed into the family and he kept quiet, so then there would be an inyan that the shtika would indicate hoidah that the person in fact would be pasul, but otherwise it's no indication that the person is a pasul. Concludes the Gemara, Tani Chada Rabbi Yisrael Mer Shasik Mamzer Kosher Shasik Chol Pasul. We learned in one braisa that a Shasik Mamzer is kosher, but if he keeps quiet when he's called a chol, he's pasul. The Tanya Yedech, we learned in another brice, a shasik chol kosher, shasik mamzer pasul, that if he's called a chol and he keeps quiet, he's kosher, and if he's called a mamzer and he keeps quiet, he's pasul. It's a steer of the brices. The more answers like kasha, ha tanakam alibid rab meir, ha de rab shimon ben elazar alibid rab meir. The first brice, the brice that ha tanakam alibid rab meir, the brisa that says that a shasik cholol is kosher and a shasik mamzer is pasul, that's the brisa that's going according to the Tanakhama in the Shita Rav Meir, and the brisa that says that a suffik mamzer, a shasik mamzer is pasul, and a shasik cholol the brisa that's saying that a shasik chol is pasul and a shasik mamzer is kosher, that's how the Rav Shimon ben Elazar, I'll leave it to Rav Meir. That is the final sheet in Rav Meir, that of Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, who holds shasik mamzer is kosher, and it's only shasik cholol who is pasul.